Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome back in, everyone, to Media Day here at the 2024 ITA Division I Men's Team Indoor Championships. We are joined now by the head coach of the University of Alabama Men's Tennis Team. Welcome here, George Husek. Coach, first of all, congratulations to you and your team on getting back to this event. That's what I want to ask you first is, what does it mean to you, your program, the guys, to have reached this Final 16?
Well, I think it means a lot for them. I mean, they've been searching for identity for a while, and as much as you want to say results don't matter, they all look to the results. So they got invited to the parent table or the adult table now, and so it's a good thing for them.
Mm-hmm. I'm curious for you personally, because there have been some ups and downs certainly over the past few years. It's not to say there haven't been signature wins, but to get a win over a conference foe in Kentucky, a Kentucky team that obviously has gone on to get wins over multiple teams in this event, how are you feeling after that ultimate, after that, dare I say, perfect start, or just the ultimate kickstart to your season?
I'm really excited for them. Yeah. I felt like we went to Kentucky with a little bit of an edge because we played them close last year twice, though the results didn't say that. Mm-hmm. And we went in and we stood tall and we beat them.
Yeah.
And so that was great for them. And I've been saying what a good group of guys and players and competitors that this team is for the last couple of years, and we've gotten our butt handed to us, you know, quite a bit, but really good for them. And you know, they're maturing. It takes time to mature, and for our program, yeah, there have been a lot of ups and downs. So I'm thankful to still have a job and and weather the storm. But they've done a great job. It's really been their ship that they've been sailing.
We're happy you have a job too, and happy they get
too.
The chance
My
to chat with you.
Happy,
yeah, no doubt about that. I'm curious, you know, you guys have won 7 in a row coming into this national indoors. What seems to have clicked so well? Is it a tennis thing? Is it a mental thing? A little bit of both? How did the guys go about finding this level?
I don't think we were ready at the beginning. We had three guys that were just not ready. One guy missed his third consecutive fall, so he hasn't been healthy. So he'll probably be the most healthy he's been when we play tomorrow. And then a couple other guys that just really weren't quite ready. So my assistant actually asked me that earlier today about who we played and should we do it any different moving forward. But I figured by year three, the freshmen from 2 years ago were going to be ready to face everything. So you just get a little better, a little better, a little better. And we've treated every match really the same way. Mm-hmm. So no complaints, accept all the challenges and just do it.
Yeah. Do you feel like you have an older group? Because certainly it feels like there are a bunch of returners at the top of your lineup. I know, obviously, Enzo and others, maybe not senior-centric, but certainly some juniors who have been around now a few years. Do you feel like you're coaching an older group, and is that helpful?
Yeah, I think there's a little bit more sense of urgency and understanding what it's like to get beat up.
Yeah, sure. You know?
So freshman year, we were 0 for conference, got our one win at the tournament, and then last year we showed our ability to play with a lot of teams, but 4-8 in 4-3 matches. Mm-hmm. So I think this team realizes, okay, look, it's time.
Mm-hmm. You mentioned that record, 4-8 in 4-3 matches. How do you have any hair left on your head? That's really impressive stuff. Is it genetic? Are you juicing? What can you tell us?
Yeah, I guess it's hanging on by a thread.
No, it's so impressive. Yeah. And again, to go through that last year and to bring back the guys you did, I mean, I imagine it just has to toughen up a core. And so I'm curious if you could feel this sort of result brewing in the fall. You mentioned some of the injuries you guys had anyways. I know this is sticking on this theme here, but were you surprised by that Kentucky win at all?
No, I told them after the match, I said, I'm not surprised. That was the first three words out of my mouth. Yeah. I'm not surprised. And it was just a matter of when is everyone going to show up. Mm-hmm. And it was great that the top three guys did it. Mm-hmm. Doubles has always been kind of a sticking point for us, and we haven't been super successful there. And it worked out. Now, this weekend, we can go out there. Who knows what it's going to be? I don't know what it's going to be result-wise, but they're definitely more mature. They're better competitors. They know more about it. Mm-hmm. And there's a little deer in headlights
sure.
the first 20 minutes of the hit today. Mm-hmm. But they like this. They've earned it, and they belong here. They've done a really good job.
No, there's no doubt about that. And, you know, I'm curious, weather-wise in Alabama, would you guys have been practicing indoors right now anyways? And what does that preparation look like?
We've been playing indoors since the week after Fall Nationals.
Okay.
So we've not stepped outside at all other than to walk over to the indoor from our outdoor.
Was that the typical plan, or would you have typically transitioned by now?
Well, typically, in my last 11 seasons yeah. here, yeah. I've been practicing outdoor this week mm-hmm. because we were not here.
Okay.
But we've been playing, traditionally, we play indoor all the way up until the point where we are not qualified for mm-hmm. the indoors.
Or whenever the indoor season ends, I
right,
suppose, in
right,
that vein.
Right. Yeah. And we've had the opportunity to play other teams that are outdoor-ish, but mm-hmm. I won't do it because you can't guarantee mm-hmm. a good outdoor practice session.
Yeah. And we're kind of nerding out here, but is it different? Like, what is the mechanical difference of practicing inside versus outside other than the conditions? Like, do you have to structure things differently knowing that, okay, like, we're now going to the National Indoors, guys. We got to change things up a little bit. I need you a little more aggressive on that first ball or whatever it may be. Are there tangible differences?
Not for this event, but okay. being indoors, there
sure.
are.
Okay.
Because you're looking for opportunities to attack more.
Mm-hmm.
Outdoor, you got to be more patient.
Sure.
But nothing, we cannot treat this as something different than okay. what we've been doing,
yeah.
in my opinion.
No, it's probably a smart move. And obviously, coming up round one, you guys unfortunately drawing the top seed, Ohio State. Now, obviously, they have a ton of history, college tennis. I'm sure you're familiar with Coach mm-hmm. Tucker teams more broadly. Thoughts on that matchup and what it's going to take for your guys to earn another big victory?
If you want to be better, you got to play the best. So this is good. So give them a good, we'll see what we do mm-hmm. All weekend. And the fact that we get to play, whether it's Ty or Andres or anybody else, everyone's here for the same purpose. Mm-hmm. I'm actually really glad that we are playing Ty because they've done very well at this event mm-hmm. over the years. And, you know, when they're a machine. Mm-hmm. So let's learn from the machine and get better.
So I
think our guys can go toe-to-toe. Mm-hmm. I'm sure a lot of other teams have thought that way in their seven matches that they've had this year or whatever, but they've blown everybody out.
Yeah.
So we'll see.
No, I'm really glad to hear that. I agree. There's something, too. When Ohio State beats you, they beat you bad. And so, again, to get to go up against that test, it's going to be fantastic for those teams, fans out there, excuse me, who haven't seen your team compete. And, you know, in that spirit, my final question for you, what does a victory of a weekend for Alabama, short of obviously just a national title run, but what does a victory for this team this weekend look like in your mind? What would you like college tennis fans who maybe haven't had the chance to see your team yet to take away from watching your guys compete this weekend?
That this, again, is only one weekend
okay.
towards the ultimate, which is May.
Mm-hmm.
This team, as well, has not been to May. We've stopped our season at the end of April.
Mm-hmm.
So this is just another measuring thing, you know, to see where we are mm-hmm. and prepare us for a really brutal conference mm-hmm. and then postseason, because that's what we really want.
Yeah.
It's not fun not to work in May.
I agree. No, I had a friend who always used to say, look, you can't win the tournament in the first round, but you can always lose it in the
yeah.
first round. And so
right.
This is one of those situations, I suppose. And clearly anyone who's following college tennis this season knows one of the hottest starts of the year, one of the biggest results. You guys going to Kentucky, earning that win. So certainly on course, on par to get back to May where certainly the Tide belong. But it's certainly a delight to have you here and great to get to finally do this in person. We haven't had the chance to do this yet.
No, it's only been online. Again, it's nice to be at the adult dinner table.
Well, we got a spot for you always moving forward, Coach Husak. Congratulations to you and the Tide on getting here and obviously wishing you all luck throughout the course of this weekend.
Thanks, Chris.